Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Every person who travels through the airports in Washington, D.C. now has 24-hour access to the Jesus film. Senior Chaplain Ralph Benson, director of the Metropolitan Washington Interfaith Chapel, says most evangelism occurs when airport employees watch the movie.
They'll sit and watch the movie, and then they'll ask questions about the movie. And I had several chaplains who, based upon somebody's questions about the movie, will maybe share a tract with them, maybe share a devotional with them, lead them to Christ, and then be able to follow up.
Airport Bible studies are a means of follow-up, but they also offer chapel services. Next, India's Supreme Court has again delayed a ruling on the civil rights of the Christian Dalits. The court had planned to issue a decision last week, but took no action. They're blaming the country's National Scheduled Caste Commission for not presenting their findings before the court in a timely fashion. Many of the untouchables lose their civil rights when they choose to follow Christ. K.P. Yohannan, founder and president of Gospel for Asia, is urging believers around the world to pray for the outcome of the case. And Every Child Ministries is helping to fill the need for long-term missionaries in Africa. John Mauster says,
we are encouraging people to look at long-term service, and almost any talent that anyone has, God would use it.
ECM often sends short-term teams, but long-term teams are vital to maintaining relationships with the nationals.
The people know the missionaries have a commitment to them, to the community, and to Christ. And this impacts the receptiveness to the gospel.
Pray that those called to go will have their financial needs met, or you can go online to donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.